I'd give a rat's ass about Twitter.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes here on the Draft Dudes podcast, presented by Locked On. It's Joe Marino and Kyle Krabs from the Draft Network, and we are your hosts on this Monday edition of the show. Welcome to the new DraftNetwork.com, where I hope that you are enjoying the Build Your Own Big Board and Mock Draft Machine, and of course the newly designed website. Kyle, welcome on this launch day. Feels like the second one we've had.
It's so beautiful. It's amazing. It's glorious, Joe. I love it. I thought it came together really nice, and I hope the listeners and readers are enjoying it as much as we are.
So, if you haven't, go to draftnetwork.com.
Yeah, just check out the new site right now and come back.
Keep listening. You can listen. Some of us are able to listen to podcasts and do other things at the same time.
Listen, okay? You, my friend, have this really, really bad habit of listening to podcasts when you're trying to write. Do you remember this from the Shrine Week?
I don't know if that's a bad habit.
I wanted to wring your neck.
Yeah.
How can you sit there and listen to people talk and then come up with your own words at the same time?
I think it helps me focus because...
Podcast. Music is different, Joe. Nope. Podcasts.
Nope. Need it. I need podcasts, music, something going in the background. Yep.
I just remember. Yeah, music's fine. I remember sitting there. It's you, me, and John in Trevor's living room. And you're sitting there listening and typing. And me and John are looking at each other like, what the hell's wrong with this guy? We almost threw you out the front door.
I thought it was just watching film. But I don't remember. Well, yep, I have no problems listening to podcasts and doing other things, including writing stuff. Yeah, I'm an animal. I'll tell you, man. So they put out these odds, these over-unders, if you will, on betonline.ag. And we want to spend today's show ripping through this list, giving our thoughts on where you should put the money. And I guess we start by talking about the one they took off, and that was DK Metcalf. What was it? They put it at 4.57?
No, it was 4.59.
4.59. Between the time that we decided we were going to make this the Monday show concept and the time they posted this Thursday or Friday, it's no longer available for good reason.
They're cowards. They put a bad line out there. And granted, it was the under was like minus 500, right? So you were going to have to bet a poop ton of money. No King Wipes references today, but we should give him a little shout out and tip of the cap since we're talking about poop. A poop ton of money to get any substantial return on that bet. But that money had to flood in on the under. Yeah. And then you get DeMarcus Lodge coming on Twitter on Saturday, or was it Friday night? Saturday night?
Yeah.
Saturday night. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, I mean, he's going to run 4.39, so... whatever, man. Like, and smartly pulled it off the table, but it was just such an agree. Why wouldn't you put it out at like 4.45, you know, or 4.50? 4.59 is like insulting to DK Metcalf.
0.2 off.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
Yeah, the under was the right bet on that. But we are – these other ones do exist as of the time of this recording. We're recording on Sunday afternoon.
They may pull this Haskins one next.
They may. Well, the first one's even weirder, right? They have Bryce Love.
Right?
Over under a 4.38. The dude's got a torn ACL.
Yeah, surgery for torn ACL in December. So the odds are that one's going to be a push because they're not going to run it. Whoops. So,
if he was healthy, under, over, under. If he was healthy and at the end of last year, would you have said over, under 4.38?
Oh, geez. A fully healthy Bryce Love is running under 4.38.
Yeah, I'd say that's true, too.
Yeah. Quick within the first 10 yards, and he's really smooth speed in the long speed. So that would have been
another, The rest of these actually matter, right? So,
as far as we know.
Yes. All right. All right. Here we go.
Actually, the Kyler one may be irrelevant, but we'll talk to that when we get there.
Yeah. Okay. So Dwayne Haskins is the first one that I guess we're really going to get into. His 40-yard dash time over under set at 4.71.
I'm pounding the over again at -500. I don't even know why this is a question.
Yeah, I think this is definitely the over. I mean, I'm looking at like EJ Manuel, 4.65. He's a lot slower than EJ Manuel, right?
I think Josh Allen ran 4.75.
Okay, there you, that's everything you need to
Josh
know.
Josh Allen's way more athletic than Dwayne Haskins.
Yeah, go make some money. Over, for sure. Is that really what Josh ran?
Yeah, ran 4.75, yeah.
Okay.
And you know what's fun, though? Dwayne's having fun with it, though. And like ever since Stephen A. came out and said, Dwayne's too much of a mobile quarterback. He's not a good passer. Like, Dwayne's been having been playing up the I'm mobile thing ever since that. And then I think it was Bucky Brooks was talking about Dwayne the other day and made some comment about like he's got like C-plus running skills, and Dwayne added him and was like, nah, man, I'll tote the rock, no problem, or something like that. It was just like he's having a fun time with it, so it's fun to see.
There was some player, an Ohio State player, that said, man, if we relied on Dwayne Haskins' running ability, we'd have been 1-13 instead of 13-1. I forgot Draymond Jones or something like that. I'm like, yeah, dude, this guy is a statue pocket passer. So, over big time.
Hammer the over. Even at -500, hammer the over.
All right. Next one. Here we go.
Yeah.
Best 40-yard dash time. Fastest 40-yard dash by any player. Over, under, 4.29. Any player. Will any player run less than 4.29?
Now, these are even payouts for over and under. So, it's not like they're trying to nudge you one way or the other. I would tend to lean towards you're going to get somebody in the 4.2s.
Oh, really? See, no, I'm the opposite. And I think some of the discussions we'll have about some of these next topics will tell you why. But I just never count on someone like having historically great time. 4.29 is unbelievable.
Yeah.
4.3s is really, really fast.
4.22 is the record, though.
I know. But the thing is, like, unfortunately, like, people are no longer respecting like a 4.4. You know, like, it's for some reason a 4.4 is not fast anymore. No, freaking, that's fast, man. I don't know. I'm not going to count on anyone breaking 4.3. No, I'm not doing that.
Since 2013, only 11 players have run sub 4.3.
Say that again.
Since 2013. Now, this was written in February of last year, so this may not include last year's combine times. Okay?
Okay.
Since 2013, only 11 players have run sub 4.3.
11's not a small number. In, what is that, 6 years?
Since 2013, 5 years?
Yeah, 13, 5 years.
14, 15, 16, 17, 18. This will be 7 years, but I don't know if that includes last year's.
Here's what I know. That's more than one a year.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with it. I'm saying no.
That's fine. We'll put that one on the list then.
Okay. Nobody. Okay. All right. Put it on the list. Find
put
out
it on the list. You and me. Let's go.
All right. All right. We have the other one is the Haskins weight. It's 208.5, right? And I have the under on 208.5.
No, that's Kyler.
Wait. Who did I say?
Haskins.
Oh, I meant to say Kyler.
I'll take the over on Haskins at 208.5.
Comfortably, yeah. So we have two on the table between you and I. This one and the 208.5 for Kyler Murray.
I'll tell you, Kyler looks husky.
All right. I feel good about
it. He's looking like a thick boy with two C's. But again, we'll talk about that when we get down to his 40 time.
Yeah. Okay. Next up, fastest 40-yard dash time will be an offensive player or defensive player.
I got to go offense here.
Yeah, I'm going offense.
Offense is -160. Defense is +120.
You going to call your shot? You got a player in mind? I do.
Paris Campbell.
Oh, really? I'm going Mecole Hardman from Georgia.
Yeah, he can move too. Paris can fly, dude.
Is this someone on the list? Who runs a faster 40, Mecole or Paris Hardman? Or
no,
Paris Colt?
Let's see where we get at the end of this. You know, all we may not need to pile on and make this a 15-bet parlay here.
I wouldn't if I had Paris over Mecole, so that makes sense. All right. Okay.
Hunter Renfro.
Yeah, 40-yard dash time for Hunter Renfro. Over-under set at 4-6 even.
Why do I have to say it first every time? Why don't you say one first?
I'll go over on this. I'll go over. He'll be low 4-6s. Yeah, yeah.
I was leaning like 4-6 too.
Yeah. I think this was probably the hardest one so far for me. But yeah. I think he's kind of a one-speed guy, and I don't think he moves turf very quick. So,
and he's actually favored to run under 4-6.
Well, there you go.
It's -200 on the under and +150 on the over.
And Joe, it won't
quick betting question. Do you know what the pluses and minuses
mean? No, dude. No, I don't have a clue what that means. Oh, I was hoping you wouldn't ask me that.
Okay. We'll just move on then.
Yeah, please do. Thanks. I see this stuff and I have no idea. It's another language. I think if he runs up, when he runs above 4-6, whatever you thought of Hunter Renfro should not change. If you expected him to run, you know, substantially better than 4-6, then you're not watching the same player. Okay, Josh Jacobs, Alabama running back, 40-yard dash time, over-under set at 4-5.
4-5 even.
And on the odds are even.
-120 on both the over and the under.
Yep.
Geez. He's pretty explosive. I think I'm going to take the over, but it's going to be or the under, but it's going to be close, like 4-4-8. 4-4-9.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think this is going to be a high 4-4, but it'll be lower than 4-5. Would not be surprised on this one if it was over. But
yeah, he's going to be like, if he's 4-5-2, I'm not going to be shocked, you know?
Sometimes, man, it feels like a lot of these times, the guys that are like, you think are the best one in the class, they have a way of proving that at the combine. And right. I feel like Josh is going to do that. I think he's going to get in the 4-4s. I mean, it's wild. Like, I like Josh Jacobs a ton, but like the top 10 is just crazy to me, dude. Crazy talk. But we'll see. Kyler Murray. 40-yard dash time, over under set at 4-3-7.
I don't think he runs.
That's lame. We got to
pick something. Because he's pounded on all this weight to really try and bulk up and answer questions about his size.
Is it a Lamar Jackson thing? Okay.
So I don't think it's a Lamar thing because I think he's legit just like, okay, we're going to throw weight gainer in your oatmeal and you're going to eat 6 bowls of this a day. Which is fine. Like he could probably run out. Like if he gets Pillsbury Doughboyed up to like 216, he could probably still go out and run 4-4-5, you know? Like
I don't care about his weight.
He's got explosive speed.
That's the thing.
I think if he was his playing weight, I'd take the under.
That's the thing with Kyler. Dude, nobody cares about your size.
Well, they do care, but they care more about his size than they do his speed.
Not for me. He's freaking small. No matter how you spin it, he's small.
Yeah, and but so, if he needs to meet that weight threshold. I guarantee you they're gunning for 210.
What is the weight? I mean, what is Aaron Rodgers, 204 or something like that? Like
Aaron Rodgers? No
or
way.
Jared Goff or what? I mean, like these guys aren't big.
Russell Wilson came into the combine at 210.
Okay.
Or was he less? He might have been less than that.
Aaron Rodgers was 223. That was a bad take.
Yeah, I'm not sure where that came
Everybody,
from.
Everybody, please, I beg for your respect back. What was Jared Goff? 215. Bridgewater was small, right?
Bridgewater was skinny. He had those skinny knees.
The point that I'm trying to make is that if you're drafting Kyler Murray high, you are overlooking the size. I want to make sure that he's explosive as because I think it's going to be a big part of his game. I think he's going to have to be able to extend plays and create with his feet and all that type of stuff is going to be a big part of what he does. And so I'll take the 4-3 version of Kyler Murray at 195 pounds more than I would take a 4-5 version of him at 215 because we just want him to be big.
Dude,
it's not going to matter.
Russell Wilson rolled into the combine at 5'11", 204 and ran 4.45.
And Kyler's going to be 5'9", 204.
He's going to be 5'9 and 3/4. You round up to 5'10, you dick. And he's going to be 208, and he's not going to run. But if he were run, he'd run mid 4.5s. Or maybe
okay,
low 4.4s.
So then
but
you
he's
are
not going to run. He's
you're smashing
run.
The over on this.
With what his weight is, yes. But I don't think he's going to run.
So if he runs, based on the information we know right now, you're saying he's over 4.37.
Yes.
Give me the under.
Even with the bulked up weight.
Yeah.
Okay. Game on, brother man. Game on. Now, the over is significantly favored on this one, Joe. Minus 300 on the over to plus 200 on the under.
Yeah, cool. Don't know what that means, but that's great.
That means if you bet $100, you get $200 back plus your original $100 bet if he runs under. Means I have to bet $300 to win $100.
That seems dumb to me.
It's all about the odds, man.
Yeah. Well, I think these should just be over under, and if you're right, you get double your money.
That's
boring. If not, you lose your money. Well, that's simple. And I'm Kyle, my
if
brain.
If they were going to do that, then they would set over under 4.37 and a half.
Well, and that's what I want. Take the over under. That's what I want.
But my money's flowing. Okay. Just, yeah. It's fine.
Yeah. Know what you're dealing with. Know your audience here, Kyle.
Fastest 40-yard dash time, position of the player to record the fastest. We've got wide receiver, defensive back, and running back.
For me, it's Mecole Hardman, wide receiver.
I also think wide receiver runs off the fastest time. Is there any defensive back that you like?
Kind Byron. Of perks?
You think Byron Murphy's going to contend for the fastest 40 time?
Who's going to be the fastest corner in Indy?
Hold on, I got to refer with my list here.
Probably Byron Murphy. Chauncey? No, I don't know. I think it's Byron Murphy. I really do.
Kendall Sheffield.
Is he fast? I haven't watched him.
He can burn. That's the only thing he can do good, but he can burn. So
see that recovery speed plenty? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yes, you do.
Would you say he's faster than Murphy? You've seen both, so.
Yeah, I think he's got better straight line speed than Murphy.
All right. What about running back? Who's the fastest running back?
It's not Darrell Henderson, is it? Justice Hill?
Darrell Henderson, straight line. Man, no. I don't know. It's not like a very fast running back class, man. It's just not.
It's not. I'm looking this thing down right now. We got about how many names do we have on this list? We've got 48 running backs on this list, and I don't see one that's screaming at me like, oh, yeah, popping. This dude can really burn.
Penny this Hart's not there, contend. Right? We're not. He's not receiver anyways, right? We're calling Correct. Him a receiver.
Correct.
Which
is dumb.
Might be Henderson. And he might be a 4-4 guy. He might not be a 4-3 running back guy.
Yeah, I don't think the running backs have a real chance because Bryce isn't running.
Yeah, that would change things. And maybe that's what they're thinking of, why that's
right.
Why
it's, why on it's here. Even yeah. in contention.
Yeah. But it's plus 175. That seems like that's bad odds or something.
It's the longest shot out of the three positions based on the odds that they list here.
Yeah.
You're picking this up quick. You're doing good.
Well... Yeah, I don't know what it means, but I just know it's the highest number there. Okay, Rich Eisen. Rich Eisen's 40-yard dash, 602. Okay, so here's something we got to think about with this. We got a different trigger man this year, Daniel Jeremiah, and I think maybe there could be some argument made that Mike Mayock had a slow finger on some of those tests.
You think so?
So I don't know. I'm just saying that there's a new variable in play here, and that is – Daniel Jeremiah timing this thing. And I follow Rich Eisen on Instagram, so I'm very familiar with the training that he's putting in for this. And I've recently actually looked at his times per year.
4.97 or 5.97 was his second best time, right?
Yeah.
And last year he ran the 5.97, and the year before that he ran 6.02.
Yeah. I feel like this is under. I think he's taking the under.
Yeah, I mean, progression states, right? I know he's getting a year older every time they come back, but at the same time, he's training for this. You know he's got to train a little bit so he doesn't pull a hammy.
And I think that there's going to be the fact that it's DJ timing, and I think – I'm just telling you. I feel like it's not Mayock, and I think they're going to want him to have a good time. So
there you go. I'm taking right. the Lock Damn. It in. I'm with you.
All right. We got these last two here.
Don't,
is that it?
Don't forget Trace McSorley.
Oh, well, he's forgettable. Kind of like Kentuan Ballmer. But you don't think Kentuan Ballmer's very forgettable. So check us out on Twitch.
How those sour grapes tasting this evening, Joe?
What is that Twitch channel? What the hell did we do on last week?
Twitch.tv/TheDraftNetwork, man. We went on and we tried to get each other to guess draft busts or draft hits from the last 10 years, and we each brought four to the table, and I hit you with Ken Twombalmer, and you didn't like it very much. You thought he was too obscure, but he's a bust. That was the whole point.
Yeah, well, literally, we had a conversation with the parameters being that they can't be a super forgettable guy. Ken Twombalmer at the end of the first round is as forgettable as it gets.
It was a big bust. You shouldn't forget that.
No.
People don't forget, man.
People, big busts. You can't be a big bust outside of the top 10.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
You went like 11 years ago and you gave me
that's not true.
Back end of the first round defensive tackle who was bust. Nah, dude. You did me dirty. You know it.
At the end of the day, we both had a fair amount of liquor on that show.
Yeah, so don't miss us on Twitch. What is it? Twitch.tv/the Draft Network?
You nailed it. You did a great job, Joe. Really proud of you.
Okay, so Trace McSorley, 40-yard dash, over under 4.65.
Give me the over.
Really? You think he's that slow?
4.65.
He's not as fast,
dude,
as EJ Manuel?
4.65 is fast.
Isn't that his thing?
Give me 4.7. He doesn't have a thing. Give me 4.7 flat.
I don't have any reason to say differently. I would take the over as well.
There we go.
Okay, here we go. The highest vertical jump by any player, over under 43.5 inches. What was that video of N'Keal Harry? He was getting 42?
Yeah. He's got some bunnies, man.
Bunnies. Yeah. I learned that at some point recently.
It was like a year ago, I think.
Was it? I remembered what it meant. So.
I think we were talking about vertical jump this time last year when they used the phrase bunnies.
Yeah, I'm gonna be dropping that all week. Get ready for it.
This guy's got the bunnies.
Got the bunnies. That's what you say? Is it an adjective? It's a descriptive word?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not an adjective, though.
It's not a noun? It's a noun? I don't know, bro.
Over under 43.5 inches.
That's high.
That's
big time
bunnies. I'm going to go under just on the principle of 43.5 and having to get over that. So now you're talking 44. That's a monster jump. I don't think so.
It's even. The odds are even. Both -120.
Mm-hmm.
What's throwing me off is if N'Keal Harry can jump 42.
Yeah. Then he still needs to do an extra 2 inches.
N'Keal Harry's going to be the highest jumper in the class? That test at Indy?
All I know is 44 is a big jump.
Yeah, and that's probably why I'm going to say under, but I'm very skeptical here. Very skeptical. All right, the last one is bench press reps. Over under 40 bench presses for the most bench presses by any player at the 2019 NFL Scouting Combine.
Joseph.
So will anybody get
Joseph,
over 40?
Joseph.
Yeah.
I have the list of the best vertical jumps in NFL Combine history.
All right, let's go.
How many players do you think eclipsed 43.5 inches?
In the history of the Combine?
Yeah.
10.
9.
Do you have names?
Yeah, I got names.
Give them to us.
Can you guess any? There's two UConn defenders on this list.
Yeah, so Byron Jones, Obi Melifonwu.
Byron Jones had 44.5. Obi had 44.
Darius Hayward Bay.
No.
Really? I thought he was up there. All right, no, I'm not doing it. Go ahead.
Okay, so 44 and above includes Obi Melifonwu and A.J. Jefferson from 2010 at 44. Byron Jones at 44.5 from 2015. Chris Conley, 45 in 2015.
Georgia, yep.
Also at 45, Donald Washington, corner Ohio State, 2009. Chris McKenzie, corner Arizona State, 2005. Chris Chambers, Wisconsin wide receiver, 2001. 45.5, Cameron Wake, Penn State defensive end / linebacker.
No. Gerald's, he did what?
45 wait, wait, and a wait. Half.
Stop the show. Stop the show.
You didn't know this?
No. What did you just say?
Cameron Wake jumped 45.5 inches at the NFL Combine in 2005.
Oh, my God. That's unbelievable. What was this? What did he weigh?
My producer's pulling it up, but I'm pretty sure he was over 240.
That's absurd.
Okay, so Cam Wake's NFL Combine testing. 6'3", 236 pounds, 4'6", 5", 45 and a half in the vert, a 130-inch broad jump, which is 12 feet 10 inches.
God bless.
20-yard shuttle of 4.13 and 20 bench press reps.
Okay. That's unbelievable. How do I not know this?
Dude's a freak, man. I remember a video of Cam. This was like 2009. This was like 10 years ago when Cam signed. They went in to they were in the locker room, and somebody taped a $100 bill to the ceiling. I think it was $100 bill. They taped some bill on the ceiling, and it's a 12-foot ceiling. They're like, all right, whoever wants to get it, like, it's yours. And Cam literally jumps in the locker room and pulls this dollar bill off the ceiling, off a 12-foot ceiling.
Nobody drafted him, Kyle.
Yeah.
Nobody drafted him.
Nobody drafted him.
All right, where were we on this list?
Cam at 45 and a half.
Okay.
2005, that's the second best vertical jump in the history of the combine. Gerald Sensenbaugh, 46 inches in 2005.
I got to catch my breath here thinking about that.
Your world's been rocked about Cameron Wake jumping 45 and a half. And then 12-10 in the broad.
Yeah, that's absurd. That's absurd.
Those numbers are 99th percentile and 96th percentile of athletes. Like, period. Athletes.
Dude's a freak. Dude is a freak.
It's true.
He's a free agent.
It's very true.
Free agent, Cameron Wake. Keep him off the Patriots, man.
He wants to come back to Miami. He said he would like to finish his career in Miami. All right. If he gets two more sacks and gets 100, is he a Hall of Famer?
I'm looking at his career. I mean, that is a dominant stretch, man.
Yeah. He had 4 or 5 years where he was a monster.
14, 15, 11 and a half, 11 and a half, 10 and a half. I mean, usually if I have to think about it, I like to say no, but he's a five-time Pro Bowler.
And he came into the league at 30 or 26, 27 years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he missed his physical prime.
Yeah. Would have loved to see him in there earlier. If Terrell Davis is a Hall of Famer, Cam Wake is.
Right. No, I agree.
Did Tony Boselli get in?
Not yet.
See this year?
Did Boselli get in?
We should know this, but check this out. Everyone's yelling at us right now. Listen to the podcast.
Yes. These idiots. No. No.
These idiots.
Fall short of Hall of Fame nod. No, he did not make it. Right. Third consecutive year. The bid to get the first Jacksonville Jaguar in the Hall of Fame fell short.
Terrell Davis is a Hall of Famer. Cam Wake's a Hall of Famer.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We're going to go ahead and wrap on a high note.
We never answered the question on the bench presses. Over under 40. Anybody getting 40, over 40 reps?
No, that's a lot. I'm going to say no.
Okay. Some short armed offensive linemen. It's just going to pump them up like crazy. I'll say this is going to happen.
Shits and gigs, right?
Yeah. Kalen Saunders.
Kalen Saunders, really?
Yeah.
It's bold. Hope you guys enjoyed today's episode of the Draft Dudes Podcast. Make sure you come back tomorrow for Takes on Takes. Tweet us your takes, hot takes, only hot takes, with the hashtag Takes on Takes, at Grinding the Tape, and at the Joe Marino. We're in the Combine this week. We're credentialed. We'll be there on site. Got a lot of good stuff planned for you. So come on back, hit subscribe, and listen again to the Draft Dudes Podcast.